the thrill of...
Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast.
And the agony of...
Dumbass Memories. Or alternately...
The thrill of...
The Deadpan Podcast.
And the agony of...
Jack Mangan. Okay, so, like, I totally don't believe in this stuff, but I don't want to take any chances, you know? So just in case, if you don't forward this podcast in the next 45 minutes to everyone in your contact list, then you'll get bad luck for the next 7 years, and your hair will all fall out, and your dog will explode tomorrow, and everyone you know will break out in hives.
Who is this irresistible creature who has an insatiable love for the dead?
Pan. Hey, welcome to Jack Mangan's Deadpan number 60. Roll out the barrel. We're going to have a barrel of fun. So this is your pre-Balticon episode. Balticon should be a reunion of the old school Draco Vista crew. Some of us. At least a partial reunion. And yeah, it should just be a fun, drunken time. Oh yeah, and we'll be promoting our science fiction materials. So I have tons and tons and tons, that's T-O-N-N-E-S, of content from you guys for this week. The stolen paragraph idea has taken off, and I have tons and tons of stolen paragraph contributions. We'll play a couple in this episode, as well as, as well as everything else that I've been meaning to play. So I won't do too much intro babbling. Let's just get right into the GJB, as the hip kids are calling it, which is short for the Greasy Jelly Bean Tallies. And for those of you who don't know, well then you should have been fucking listening to the last couple episodes, shouldn't you? Our numbers are 720, 765, 803, 724, 713, 787, 673, 663, 700, and 702. And we'll see who out of all those people came the closest. All right, I'll tell you. Greasy Jellybean is, since each episode of Deadpan gets a whole mess of comments, we play a little game where we try to predict how many comments there will be on the following Wednesday after release at midnight. And whoever comes the closest with their prediction gets a Greasy Jellybean point. Whoever gets 2 points will win the Greasy Jelly Bean contest for the week. And the grand prize is, you know, a t-shirt and a meal with me at, you know, a cheap diner. And all right, on with the pan, or the pan of death, as Andrea calls it. And speaking of Andrea, we need to get this right out of the way. She submitted a time-sensitive voicemail for last week's episode, and I completely dropped the ball and didn't play it last week. So here, making no sense at all in this episode, is Andrea's voicemail intended for Deadpan number 59.
Hey, Deadpan, it's Andrea. I hope I'm not calling this in too late. I wanted to say I apologize to all the Greasy Jelly Bean contestants this week, because after everyone put in their, you know, after the cutoff time for everyone to put in their numbers, I went on and added a lot more posts and completely screwed the numbers. So I apologize for that. It was unplanned. It wasn't a scheme to make me win, because I have no number in, and neither does Hugh. So that was it. Bye.
Okay, so that's where Deadpan was. That's where I had stopped recording when I got an email from a guy named Hugh Smarty Hottie, who's Andrea Smarty Hottie's husband. He was contacting to let me know what many of you already know, that Andrea, the day before this recording, Andrea was in a serious car accident and is now recovering in the hospital. And it was a pretty scary email and, you know, pretty worrisome few hours, but from all reports, she's recovering well. And, you know, Hugh and Andrea have been through a hell of a lot this year, and they've remained steadfast and strong, and you know, everyone in this community supports the Smarty Hotties. And I think I can definitely speak on behalf of the whole Deadpan community. And really, and the whole Farpoint community. Just that everyone wishes you guys the best, a change of luck, speedy recovery, and just nothing but good luck and good health from here on out. And so this episode of Deadpan, then, is dedicated to the Smarty Hotties. Andrea happens to have sent a whole bunch of content, not just that voicemail. And I'd been planning to spread it out over a few episodes, but I think you're going to hear everything in this episode. You know, along with other stuff. Like me, just rambling on and on. In Kirk rhythm.
Stolen from the 80s.
Hey Deadpan, this Stolen 80s lyrics is done in honor of the Deadpan ambassador, Amy Bowen. I had no illusions that I'd ever find a glimpse of summer heat waves in your eyes. You did what you did to me. Now it's history I see. Here's my comeback on the road again. Things will happen while they can. I'll wait here for my man tonight. It's easy when you're big in Japan. When you're big in Japan tonight. Big in Japan, be tight. Big in Japan, where the eastern sea's so blue. Big in Japan, all right. Pay, then I'll sleep by your side. Things are easy when you're big in Japan. When you're big in Japan. That, of course, was Big in Japan by Alphaville.
I've seen you on the beach, and I've seen you on TV. Two of a billion stars, it means so much to me. Like a birthday or a pretty view. But then I'm sure that you know it's just for you. Her name is Rio and she dances on the sand, just like that river twisting through a dusty land. And when she shines, she really shows you all she can. Oh, Rio, Rio, dance across the Rio Grande. Duran Duran, Rio.
All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. All work and no play makes all Jack and no dull play. All work and no play, all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. Makes Jack a dull boy. You know, if Jack Torrance in The Shining had just had a decent word processor instead of that old typewriter, he could have used the cut and paste text feature and completed his manuscript a hell of a lot faster.
We interrupt this deadpan broadcast to bring you this totally unrelated kitchen.
Hello, Deadpan. As they say, when life gives you lemons, you make lemonade. I don't know why they say that. They should probably be slapped silly, whoever they are. That being said, my refrigerator died, so now I have a very, very brand new one, and I thought I'd share with you the contents of my new refrigerator.
New refrigerator.
Right, that out of the way. We'll start with the freezer. And here we have it. The contents of my freezer. Nothing. My freezer is filled with nothing but cold. We'll fix that shortly, though. Say, let's move on to the refrigerator. All right. Moving on now down to the refrigerator level. And we see that the refrigerator, like its freezer counterpart, is filled with nothing. Lots of nothing, and slightly less cold air, I might add. A big, empty space. You know what? I'll bet I could get in here. I mean, it's a big empty. I've never seen a refrigerator this big and this empty. Let's see. What do you know? I can get in here. That's quite tight, but... Oh, ouch. Oh. And there you have it. The contents of Just a Joe's refrigerator is Just a Joe, and... Hey, the light does go out. All right, well, let's get out now and... These things seal well. What... And seals really well. Doors, come on. Oh, bugger.
Stolen paragraph. The Moon is a Harsh Mistress by Robert Heinlein. Hadn't realized Free Luna was going to have taxes. Hadn't had any before and got along. You paid for what you got. Tanstaffel. How else?
Got a stolen paragraph here. This is from The Sandman Endless Nights graphic novel. Despair remembers. It is a peculiar, flat memory in which things become bleak and bounded by the dark. There is joy in there, of course, and love, and touching, the presence that makes the present absence unbearable. Without triumph, without love, without joy, her work would be for nothing. Who is it?
Pizza delivery.
Come in.
Hello. Did someone here order a large sausage pizza?
That was me. But I'm more interested in the sausage than the pizza.
Well, baby, let's get it on then.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mmm. Oh, yeah, like that.
Ooh, the sausage is good.
You're not so bad yourself.
Ooh, baby. Mmm. You're listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan.
He's bringing sexy back.
Deadpan, I got something different for you here. Some stolen industrial lyrics. The sun comes down, the mountains move aside. Your kingdom slips out of your hands. Your tyranny, I was part of, is now cracking on every side. And your own life is in danger. Your empire is on fire. That was Front 242 with the song Gripped by Fear.
Perfect. Creating good, Sin Cain, just requires using curse words in the end. Fuck you.
You are listening to Jack Mangan's podcast show. Deadpan is the way.
Why, sure! Climb into my spoon!
Greasy Spoon comments. Again, if you don't know what this is, then you should have been fucking listening to the last couple episodes. But we choose comments at random each week and read them on pod. And it's all part of a contest. It's all, you know, fun, involves diners and food and shit. First one, number one, Chris underscore from underscore Tempe. Egads and damn, followed a long list of expletives. Thank you, Jack, and to Hugh, if you visit, my heart and mind go out to you and Andrea both with every hope and all the best wishes possible. Second one, Andrea Smarty Hottie. The comment was, starting at 8.05 a.m. DST, Twilight Singers-Clyde, Tina Dickow-In the Mirror, Dickow, I'm so uncool, Massive Attack, Inertia Creeps, Depeche Mode - Dead of Night, Depeche Mode - Strange Love, Barry White - I'm Gonna Love You Some More, Baby, Nine Inch Nails - Me I'm Not, Turf - Para Me, Para Vos, Compuhor - Sick Bitch. The third one was actually me, and the comment was, yeah, I've traded emails with Alvy, he knows, but that doesn't count, I can't get a Greasy Spoon point. So we'll roll again. Again, it's Chris underscore from underscore Tempe. Herm - it went and made my truncated address into a link - that would be Chris at foodgeeking.com. Heroes now, smiley.
Hi, this is the Poet Fox. I'm so sorry because I totally just realized that the Sin Cain that I just sent in totally only had 7 syllables in the last line. So I've revised it and I would like to read it for you now. Genius. Creating good. Sin Cain just requires using some curse words in the end. Fuck you. I also wrote another one, so I'm going to share that one too. Catan. I have got some serious wood for sheep. Don't you want, no, need my hard wood? Dick joke.
Hey, this is Raquel, a.k.a. Sistress, from the Triscast. You are listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan. Daria is dead, and deadpan is the fucking way.
Hello? Hello? Anyone? Anyone? Bueller? Bueller?
Dear God, enough. Best, Jack. Amen.
The Past Memories.
Hey, Mr. Mangan, it's Rhea calling from the World Fantasy 2008 podcast. I want to thank you for playing our promo, and I also thought I would give you one of my own dumbass memories. When I was about 10 or 11, my mother decided that she wanted to get back to nature, so she moved us from the city of Calgary to this little out-of-the-way farm with absolutely nothing on it. In fact, we had to live in a 16-foot holiday trailer until we got something, so for about 6 months. We picked up some chickens and such like that. And one day, Mom decided she wanted chicken for supper. So she sent me out and said, go and get a chicken and kill it, and I'll cook it for supper. Well, never having been on a farm before and being, you know, 10 or 11, I had no idea how to kill it. So I asked my mother, how do I kill this chicken? And she said, pick it up by its feet and swing it and hit it against the shed, and it will die. We had I guess it was the back of a U-Haul truck, and we used it as a metal shed, a box from a U-Haul truck. So that's what I did. I tried it out, went, found a chicken, picked it up, and went, wham, against the side of the shed. Well, I didn't know chickens continued flapping after they were dead. So whether or not I had actually killed this chicken at the time, I don't know, but it was still flapping, so I did it again. I held it by its feet and against the shed, wham. I must have done this about 4 or 5 times until it finally stopped flapping, basically. And then I trotted it in the house with my very mangled chicken and handed it proudly to my mother, who promptly looked at it and made pork chops for dinner. And that's my memory. Bye.
Double dumbass on you!
So here it is after a couple of weeks stalling or delaying or just really forgetting. As promised, finally, the dumbass, my own dumbass memory from my bachelor party, which is not going to live up to all this spilled up. It's really more of a geek-ass memory from a bachelor party. So, my friends took me to New York City. They made, you know, the standard arrangements. We went to the gentleman's establishment, a.k.a. the titty bar. And, you know, it was an upscale place. You know, there was nothing funny going on. However, I'd been reading at the time, this was in 2001, so I'd reread the whole Lord of the Rings trilogy, you know, getting ready for the pending release of the films. And so then after finishing Lord of the Rings, I moved on to The Silmarillion. So I was reading The Silmarillion, and I guess on that night I happened to be wearing pants with big pockets, and I had The Silmarillion in my pocket. The paperback, I mean, it wasn't some big hardcover, you know, I wasn't carrying around some huge tome in my pocket. And so at the Gentleman's Club, as the girl was dancing for me, now again, you know, this is, you know, no contact, nothing funny going on, but, you know, she did touch my leg right there, right up there on my thigh, and felt the weird blockiness, and said, what the hell do you have in your pocket? And at that moment I thought, well, I'm either going to look really, really like a big fucking dork, or, you know, there's that slim chance where she'll say, hey, that's cool, Tolkien, awesome. So I just kind of shrugged and, you know, sheepishly withdrew the Silmarillion from my pocket. And she was not impressed.
Since the dawn of time, man has gathered around the campfire to tell stories that make sense of the universe. Slightly thereafter, other men realized they could take those stories and repeat them to others with their own snide commentary and get attention that way.
That was sort of a non sequitur.
She's attractive.
That's good enough reason for me to mention
her. See, the first connotation that comes to my mind when you say sulfur is a very, very bad smell. So I'm wondering if this mushroom has a bad smell and someone just decided, hey, maybe I can cook the smell out.
Sort of a very unpleasant, infinitely unpleasant experience.
It's pretty cool, though.
Moldauer in the Morning at moldauer.com. It's like cavemen around a campfire, but instead of a campfire, it's a podcast.
You are listening to the Deadpan Podcast. You are calm and relaxed.
All tensions and excess excitability are draining from your body. You feel like leaving a comment on the deadpan page or sending in a segment for the next deadpan show. Now.
I gotta be crazy! This is crazy!
Hello, Deadpan. This is Amy with a My Parents Are Crazy story. I was in junior high school when this happened. One year, my parents decided to have our backyard patio converted from a slab of cement into an enclosed room, which became known as the study. The study was carpeted, but it also had its own entryway, which had a tile floor. Before my parents went out to buy the tile for the new entryway, they measured how much area they needed to cover using a leftover tile from the front entryway of the house. They figured out that the space was 7 tiles by 8 tiles, so they said to themselves, "What's 7 times 8? 54, right?" And then they went out and bought the tile. When they started laying the tiles in the new entryway, they were surprised to discover that they were 2 tiles short. They had forgotten that 7 times 8 was 56. Fortunately, there were at least 2 leftover tiles from the front entryway, so they used those to fill in the gap. When the whole project was done, if you were looking for it, you could see that the 2 tiles in the corner of the entryway were a slightly duller shade of white than all the others. We moved to a new house in 2001, but those tiles are probably still there in the old one, testifying to the fact that my parents are crazy.
All right, so we declared the official Greasy Jelly Bean tally at 730. Taking a look at the comments, Ditto guessed 713, Hugh guessed 720, but our closest guesser, Paul Mackey, guessed 724. He actually got 2 weeks in a row, so he is our new Greasy Jelly Bean winner. We crown another winner tonight. Congratulations there, Paul. You know, contact me about with your address and we'll get you your grand prize. Well, at least half of it. And I think what with next week being a holiday and all, feel free to send in your predictions, but we'll make it an unofficial week. We won't start up a new game until, you know, the following week. So that's it. It's way too late. I've really got to sleep one of these nights. I'm probably not going to get much sleep at Balticon. And I haven't had a good night's sleep in 2007. So, peace out, y'all. Smarty Hotties, Hugh and Andrea, seriously, the Deadpan community is behind you guys. This episode is dedicated to you guys. And Andrea, I do hope you get to hear this, but I also hope, you know, that this doesn't spoil the surprise. A plan is afoot. Did I just say a plan is afoot? To get something, some kind of get-well wish, like a t-shirt or something to Andrea. Or a floral arrangement or something, I don't know. Lots of talk on it on the boards. Unfortunately, since I will be at Balticon, I will be unavailable for a lot of this, but by all means, let's go through with it. And you guys have my phone number, so give me a call and we'll work this out. Yes, Deadpan is for everyone, but there's also is a strong community around. We look out for each other. And if you're part of the outer circle and you're listening to Deadpan, then come on into the inner circle and, you know, be a part of this family. There's still lots of content. You may have noticed that your content didn't get played this episode, but it will get played next episode. And that doesn't mean you shouldn't keep the content coming in to me. You can email it to me, jack@jackmangan.com. If you catch me on Skype, my Skype handle is SphericalJackM. We can be totally MySpace buddies. That's myspace.com/jackmangan. That's no way to get in touch with me, though. Or you can send me a voicemail. 206-350-TOMI, 206-350-8664. One more piece of content, then after that, some stupid song of mine. Well, hopefully not stupid. Wish me luck at Balticon, y'all. Just chill till the next episode.
All right, Deadpan, this one is stolen punk rock lyrics. You appear stage left, all searching for your plan of life. Youth, of course, on your side as they play the drum and fife. trying to get you marching to the worn-out song they preach about how things you hope for are so very out of reach. Can't they even remember when they had hopes and dreams? Adolescents fled, the adolescents sang, while you had no chance. Then before you even knew your wife, she got in line to be your first romance. In the sunset of your best years, you piled on the debt. You think this can't be happening here, not now, not yet. That was Naked Raygun with Terminal.
Old and dark. Light. A light. Go towards light. What? Alvy?